Thank you, Rob. It's a download here on WGN Radio. All right, I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time for Studio 435, our Monday Night Live performance series here in the Fishbowl on Michigan Avenue. The crowd is gathering for tonight. The rock and roll sound of the band Soft Speaker. Don't be fooled by the name. The Chicago band is loud and proud. Their new album was just released in July. It's called Nautical Romance. They're playing an album release party this Friday night at the Bottom Lounge on Lake Street. Soft Speaker is Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke. Here they are with the song Pagan Pastimes. Take it away, guys.
Mounds of dust and mold, and if you weigh your life, the scale tips hard to one side. My teeth are clenched tight. I'm living well beyond the bread, and I will gather spice all night. I drank the tide, I swallowed mouthfuls of the earth, and I'd expect it to provide, oh, but the body's weak and will die. This is the last time the tented garden was so, and all the lust divides, stripped in all the main lines. Thank you. lives, stolen from the pagan rites, strung to the spire, draping me in robes, crooked eyes, signed away in candlelight. I've been exposed, draping me in robes. The overseer takes his aim tonight.
The band Soft Speaker in studio here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Studio 435 here on the Download. What a great performance tonight. Soft Speaker is playing at the Bottom Lounge on Lake Street. It's a new album release party for their album Nautical Romance, which was put out 2 weeks ago. The Soft Speaker is Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke. Let's take a quick break so we stay on time here. We'll come back. We'll talk to the guys in the band right here on the Download. Stay with us. This is Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's Studio 435 time, Monday nights, our Monday Night Live performance series here in the Fishbowl on Michigan Avenue. In studio with me, the band Soft Speaker. Their new album, Nautical Romance, is out. Just came out. They're playing an album release party this Friday night at the Bottom Lounge. Love that place on Lake Street. And they're here right now. Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke talking tonight. Nick Rocchio and Paul Foreman. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being here. Great song. Tell me about the band. I mean, Soft Speaker. Why don't I just ask? Let's get into the Let's get into the origin story here. How do you guys get together?
Well, we found the sheet music for this old jazz group from the 1930s in Austria called Soft Speaker, and we really dug them, and we thought, maybe we should turn these old jazz standards, these old bebop tunes, into some rock and roll songs.
Sure.
Then we ran out of, we did all the songs, so we had to start, you know, writing our own, which is, we didn't think it would be so much harder.
Everybody's got to have an origin story, right?
Yeah.
That's really it.
It's pretty standard, really.
For you guys, I mean, you guys are, I guess I'd label you guys a rock and roll band. I mean, sort of a hard-driving rock and roll band. Where does a band like Soft Speaker fit in Chicago? I mean, do you guys play, is there a home for a band like you guys?
Every possible nook and cranny. No, yeah. I mean, I think that, I think our music's pretty, it's definitely eclectic and different, but I think it's not that hard to get into.
Yeah, right.
It's a good time to listen to, I think.
Where do you guys, I mean, you guys are playing Bottom Lounge for the album release party, but what do you guys consider to be home in Chicago?
We play a lot of Beat Kitchen, Empty Bottle, where else? Hideout, playing Hideout in September 2nd.
Don't plug that until after the show.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, the venues, the standard venues in Chicago, we always like to play. But I'd say Beat Kitchen's probably where we've played the most and have a good rapport with them. Really, really good guys there.
You know, it's interesting because we have a lot of different musicians on and we talk about the strength of Chicago's music scene. You know, I've had people in and we talk about like Nashville being a town where, you know, so it just permeates every single place that you go, whether you're just getting food or whatever, there's a band that plays. But, you know, per square mile, Chicago has much, much more. You know, where do you guys, I mean, being a Chicago band, you know, do you think about that kind of stuff, about the music scene here and about where you fit in and sort of, you know, what sort of this town can do for you guys as a hard rock band?
Chicago's great for us because we don't really tour much, you know. There's all kinds of different venues to play, different events to, you know, just not like we've got, you know, a lot of different places to go. There's not one particular venue that gets, you know, annoyed with us because we're constantly playing there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would say you were talking about, you know, fitting into a music scene or where mm-hmm. we fit. I don't think we ever compromise what we're writing to try and put it in like this specific genre or, you know, let's write, you know, only this style of rock and roll. It's kind of whatever rolls out of rehearsal that day is what that song ends up being. So I don't think we ever bend to be in a specific genre.
Well, let's talk about that rehearsal process. I mean, for you guys, is that how you guys write? I mean, is it, what kind of band are you? Are you bringing, do you have specific songwriters that'll come in, or is it something that you guys kind of work it all out in rehearsal?
We do both. Paul will bring song that's pretty much complete. Like, Paul records these beautiful, elegant demos that could pretty much just be put on an album, and mine are like, I have half of a riff on my cell phone, so, but it's getting there. But we'll bring songs in, but a lot, I say more recently, we've kind of started writing together, all four of us, with just, like, starting on a riff. Like, a lot of times we start rehearsal just to get loose, just jamming. And that has led to a lot of songs, though. I'd say 3 or 4 songs in the last couple of years have come out of just mm-hmm. just playing around.
The next two, I think.
Yeah. We've got a couple new songs. Oh, yeah, the next two songs we're playing here in the studio came from that kind of method.
Well, let's talk about Nautical Romance. The record just came out, what, two, three weeks ago now. It's just out right now. What did you, when you put together a record, I mean, we just talked to Justin Townes Earl in the last hour about how his process of putting together a record, and he says he only writes songs for a particular record. Like, he's writing a set of songs for that particular record. He said, concept or no concept, that's a concept. But for you guys, I mean, are you that kind of thing, or are you just write as much as you can and then pick the stuff that you feel fits the right way?
We just write as much as we can and, you know, record it. Whenever we start to record, we just record as much as we can and go with it. But this album, I'm sure you're familiar with Diana Tambor, the romance novelist.
Sure, who isn't, right?
And so we were in the studio, and there was a copy of this book she wrote called Feelings Ahoy. And it's got this great, you know, painting on the front.
Kind of just...
No, it's okay.
It's inspiration.
It's inspiration. Yeah, so it's got this great image on the front of this, you know, see, it's the genre of the book is nautical romance, right? So it's like, you know, sailors and these dreamy ladies. And we thought we should write a song about this guy, and his name, it says it right on the book, is Captain James Feelings. So Nick and I sat down literally in the studio, and we're like, we got to write this song about Captain James Feelings. And then we decided that the cover of the album had to look like the cover of the book. Right. So we didn't steal it. We totally recreated it, and you should look it up because it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a steamy cover. And the end sleeve is even steamier. That's my favorite.
That's what
part.
I noticed first about the band, the steaminess. Soft Speaker is in studio 435 tonight. We'll take a quick break, come back, get another song from you guys.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. The album release party is Friday night at Bottom Lounge on Lake Street. Soft Speaker in studio 435. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. It's Studio 435, our Monday Night Live performance series here in the Fishbowl. Michigan Avenue. The band Soft Speaker is here. They're ready to play another track. Soft Speaker is Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke. They're playing Friday night at the Bottom Lounge on Lake Street. And here, live in Studio 435, is Key Lime Pie. In studio tonight, Studio 435, the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, the band Soft Speaker. They're playing at Bottom Lounge on Friday night on Lake Street. That's an album release party for their new album called Nautical Romance. We'll have one more song for them after the news. Stay with us here on 720 WGN. Thanks, Rob. It's Esmeralda. It's Justin here on the download. Studio 435, our Monday Night Live performance series in the Fishbowl on Michigan Avenue tonight. The rock and roll band Soft Speaker. They're playing at Bottom Lounge on Lake Street this Friday night. Soft Speaker is Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke. New album is called Nautical Romance. Both Nick and Paul are on the mic right now. Bottom Lounge, album release party. Is there something special about an album release party for you guys? I mean, talk about the importance of jamming out on Nautical Romance being finished.
I mean, so the album release show is always exciting because it takes, I don't think people don't realize it takes so long to accomplish that. I mean, from when you start writing the first song to like now it's done and it's out, is just like it's long and often frustrating and stressful, and it's just really great to have it done and out there.
So. It's fun too.
Well, let me ask. It's obviously fun. I mean, that's part of why you guys do it and what you make your careers out of it. But what's the stress that goes into putting an album together?
To be honest, when you have four people who all have day jobs, it's just finding the time that everyone can get together for a block of 2 or 3 days.
Right.
I mean, most of us do call off work or lie. Just kidding to my boss. Yeah, I mean, it's finding the time and everyone, you know, getting together, getting in the right headspace to be able to cut, you know. I mean, I feel like in a day, we'll cut 6 or 7 bed tracks for songs. I mean, we just get in there and knock it out because we don't really have any other option. We can't do the Pink Floyd approach of sitting all day pouring water on the floor and recording it.
Cannot put
right
this
tone.
Down.
Yeah.
That's a big part of being a musician.
The writing
musician.
Is good. The rehearsing's good. Recording is good. Mixing is horrible. It's like once you get to that point, and it's like, oh, my God. Because if you screw it up, it's like too late. It's done.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the part that's always...
Well, I mean, for you guys, how do you usually do it for the band? I mean, for you to get all four of you together... is it a set schedule each week where you're like, hey, Tuesday nights is that Soft
That's
Speaker's
exactly
night?
Exactly. Tuesday night is Soft Speaker's night for the most part. We try to record once. I mean, we try to rehearse once a week. I don't think we look at that ever as like, ugh, like a chore at all. It's kind of what keeps all of us sane. So Tuesday night is always a good, you know, I think I wake up, I think the rest of the band can agree that you wake up on Tuesday like, nice, rehearsal tonight, like something to look forward to.
But and when you're in a position where you're trying to put an album together, when you're talking about those extra sessions, that's what you got to figure out. I mean, is it trying to figure out a weekend where you guys take away from families and things like
Paul, thank God, is very organized. And
that's a big part of being a band, man.
I would not say that I am, but he's very good at getting all the info out to all of us, getting dates booked and talking to the studio and getting it locked in months in advance. So luckily he's around to keep us all in check. So that stuff's always pretty taken care of on that end. So we know when we're recording. I mean, we'll book 3 months out of these three days, and then it's like it's set. We know it.
Well, here comes the album release party at Bottom Lounge. What's next for the album? I mean, this would be the time when a band would make the decision to tour. I mean, are you guys in a position to tour? I mean, what's the situation when it comes to having day jobs and being a working musician? I think this is interesting because I think most musicians listening right now are like, or people who even want to aspire to be in a band, they're like, well, how am I going to do it when I've got to pay the bills?
Weirdly, I don't really consider us working musicians. I mean, it's 100% because we want to do it. And I mean, any money that we make goes back into the band, back into recording expenses. But I also think that's one of our assets, because when we go to write, we don't care about, you know, whether it's, you know, radio friendly.
Yeah, right. You're not trying to make a profit. Yeah, off it. It's not the intention.
Yeah. So, I mean, touring is not.
I wouldn't mind.
Not easy. You know.
It's not. Why is? I mean, is it the organization, which is your forte, but it's the organization part, but it's also the time part of being able to everyone to go together and be able to do that, right?
And it's always, you're going to lose money. There's no, I mean, at least for us when we've done it, it's always like come back. Right. And it's like, I just spent.
It's super fun though. I mean, it's worth it. Those the mini little tours that we have done. I mean, honestly, I look back and I'm like, those are the best like 4 days like that I can look at of recent, like, you know, that is, will always live in my mind as like some of the best time that I've ever had. And it's super fun to be on the road, staying in little crappy motels, and, you know, antics late night after shows can get pretty interesting with us. So it's fun, but it's hard to find the time to do it often.
Soft Speaker is playing at Bottom Lounge on Lake Street on Friday night. Let's hear one more song before we wrap up Studio 435. What are we going to hear?
This song is called, and it's on the Nautical Romance, Lotion is Good Lotion.
Lotion is Good Lotion.
Lotion was Good Lotion. Past
lotion
tense.
Lotion was right. Good Lotion. Yeah. The album release party again this Friday night at Bottom Lounge on Lake Street. The album's called Nautical Romance. The band is Soft Speaker, Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke. Here they are, the track Lotion Was Good Lotion.
Yeah.
imagination. The driver could not hear your screams. La-di-da. Oh, la-di-da. A mixture of ambitions and powders and creams. I push you out at exit 17.
Soft Speaker in the Allstate Showcase Studio here, Studio 435. They are Nick Rocchio, Paul Foreman, Blair Douglas, and Sean Burke. The new album is called Nautical Romance. They're playing Friday night at the Bottom Lounge on Lake Street here in Chicago. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, guys.
And have a great show.